2850 Forreston Drive, Belmont Hills.
I got the map.
Here. What do you think?
You're asking me to read a map?
Anybody know how to read one of these things?
I know how to read a map. I took a course in map reading.
All right, good. All right, let's see. My left hand is west, right?
No, 93 doesn't go north. Oh, well.
Second and south?
Second and south.
South is not in that direction, sir. It's this direction, due north.
What you want to do is you want to walk 3.5 grids to your right.
2850, huh?
It's got to be around here someplace.
Well, it isn't. Unless, of course, somebody came here and moved it in the last 5 minutes.
6 feet. 6 feet is seventh. You have to go this direction.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. What's that over there?
It's a building.
The number?
2848.
Okay. Now.
You go the wrong way. Go half a block east of Broadway.
All right. What's that over there?
That's another building.
A number?
2852.
Oh, well.
Have no fear. This map will definitely show us the way.
That ought to put you safely in the heart of downtown Berlin.
Berlin?
All right, what's this?
This is a vacant lot, dummy. We've been suckered.
Readers of Robert Graysmith's books, Zodiac and Zodiac Unmasked, may have difficulty attempting to locate some of the scenes relevant in the Zodiac case, should they attempt to do so using information provided by the author. Graysmith's errors regarding California geography often leave inquisitive crime buffs puzzled, if not lost. I asked longtime California resident and noted Zodiac researcher Ed Neal to help me clear the confusion created by Robert Graysmith's Crooked Compass.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, hi, Michael.
Welcome to the webcast.
Hey, well, hey, thanks for having me here.
I appreciate you joining me tonight.
Hey, I'm glad to help out however I can.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, where do I even start? Well, let's see, I've lived here in California probably about 30 years altogether, and I've lived here in the Bay Area, it's going on 19 years now. And I went to Sonoma State University, and I majored in history, which is, of course, somewhat important to this particular case, considering it is a historical series of events that we're actually investigating here. And, boy, I've been interested in the case now, let's see, 14 years.
How did you first become interested in the case?
Well, when I first moved up here, about a year or two later, I started hearing about Zodiac from different people.
What year was this?
Well, let's see, I moved up here in 88. I probably first heard about him in 89 or 90. I'm just sort of guesstimating there. And I saw Zodiac Sign of Death on TV. And then in 1993, January, it was at Walden Books, just a short distance from the spot where Zodiac made his phone call after the stabbing at Lake Berryessa. I happened to pass through the true crime section, saw the infamous yellow book, read the book and realized that I was right here. You know, all the crimes happened nearby. I thought, okay, let me see if I could find the crime scene. And going by what the book said, I found the places that he specified no trouble at all. At least, so I thought.
You found out that some of the locations in the book were not accurate.
Exactly.
That's the purpose of this program. The scenes that we're going to look at are the Lake Herman Road scene, the scene of the shooting at Blue Rock Springs Park, the phone booth used by the Zodiac immediately after that shooting, the scene of the stabbing at Lake Berryessa, the site of the so-called Zodiac sighting near the scene of the murder of the cab driver in San Francisco, and Graysmith's so-called hidden road.
Right.
So let's start off with Lake Herman Road. Now, on page 205 of the book Zodiac, Graysmith describes how a sergeant from the Fairfield Sheriff's Office escorted him to the Lake Herman Road crime scene.
He had an appointment with Sergeant Wilson, who was going to show him the exact scene of the Lake Herman Road murders and the Blue Rock Springs shootings. According to what he's written here in Zodiac, pages 205, 206, he actually took him to the exact spot. As he describes it, there's a picture in the Time Life book.
The Time Life series of books?
The Time Life series on unsolved crimes. And there's an actual picture that he apparently took himself while he was on that trip. It's on page 11. And he describes it exactly. He says that there was a rocky clearing in front of a bent steel meshed fence that separated us from a rolling hill with two triple-decked high-tension towers and an observation building small in the distance. This is what the picture shows. This is what's actually out there.
At that time?
Yes. It would seem to me that he actually was there. And yet, the funny thing is, when you have a look at his map that he has drawn for his readers, it is plate 1 in the first photo section between pages 108 and 109. He shows the murder site at Blue Rock Springs, and he also shows the one on Lake Herman Road. However, it's not the right location. He shows it as being roughly 2 miles from Blue Rock Springs. He even quotes this. He says it on page 26 of Zodiac. He says they're 2 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he'd actually been there, he should have known they were 4 miles apart.
On this map, the Lake Herman Road scene appears on the right-hand side of the map.
Correct.
And shows the scene at a place where the road dips down.
Mm-hmm.
How much further down the road is the actual site?
It's roughly 2 miles past the place that he indicates here on his map.
So the actual location is not on this map.
That's correct. And so I'm not sure what's going on here. We're just talking like just sloppy investigative work. I'm not sure.
For the listeners who are keeping score,
mm-hmm.
The map is incorrect.
Correct.
The description is correct.
Yes.
The directions are incorrect.
Yes. So somebody in my position, just reading the book and going off to look for this crime scene, as confusing as it sounds, won't find it. They'll end up in the wrong place every time.